He is State Senator Len Susio. Senator, good morning and welcome to CT on the Hill.
Good morning, Dan, and I'll tell you, I'm really excited today. We have beautiful weather, and we're going to have a big rally in a couple of hours.
That's right. You're going to have a rally at the Meriden Green Amphitheater, 77 State Street, and explain to our audience what the rally is all about.
The rally is a demand that the legislature do its job and pass a budget, we're going to be calling on people. We're going to hear people who are suffering with disabled children and people who take care of them and how they're being drastically hurt by the governor's executive order, which is taking back money from them. They're laying off people that take care of these disabled children. And then we're going to invite people to do something, to take charge of their government again. One of the messages, Dan, that I have when I talk to people, and I've been doing this for years, is it's time to take back our government. It's just out of control. And the way you do that is you have to get involved. You have to express your opinion, call legislators, let them know how you feel about things, what you like or you don't like. And today we're going to invite people to get a hold of the speaker, as well as the Senate President Pro Tem, because nothing could be done about the budget and no debate could even start until we convene in special session. And they're the only two people who can call for a special session. They have to do a procedure called an e-certification. So we're going to be asking people to contact the speaker as well as Senate President Pro Tem Martin Looney and inundate them with phone calls and emails and tell them to do their job, convene a special session, and let's commence the debate about the budget and pass a budget.
Now, as I understand it, right now the legislature is not in special session. It's just an extension of the current session. What, give us the semantics on this.
Well, there is going to be a session on Monday, the primary purpose of which is to determine if we are going to override the governor's veto of several bills. It was news to me this morning when I heard the speaker on your show indicate there's going to be a vote on the contract, the CBAC contract as well, which is good. I think there should be a vote on that contract. But I hadn't known that until I heard you speaking with the speaker a few moments ago. But other than that, what gets put on the agenda is in the hands and control of the Speaker of the House as well as the Senate President Pro Tem. And they control, if we meet, and they control the agenda itself. They are the two most powerful people in Connecticut right now, and it's they who have delayed this budget process. We're saying start the process. And the problem is, Dan, that for 30 or 40 years, before we even commenced the debate on the budget, it was a done deal. It was done in the back rooms, and what the public saw was just a kabuki dance. Now, with the legislature so evenly divided and with the catastrophic financial situation the state's in, no one knows how it's going to turn out, and they don't know how to deal with that situation. So they've been delaying and delaying and delaying, trying to get twist arms and get enough votes for their tax hike, and they're not doing it. So until they get enough votes to get their tax hike passed, they're going to continue to delay it. We've got to put pressure on them to say, look it, meet, start the budget, the deliberation process. I don't care. Personally, I don't care if they start with their budget. They start with the governor's budget. They could start with the Senate Republican budget, the House Democratic budget, or the House Republican budget. We've got budgets to discuss and debate. There's no reason that we shouldn't commence the debate now. And we're hurting people now. Every day that goes by with the governor's executive orders, children who are terribly disabled, and they're losing the support services they've been getting from the state of Connecticut. And even I got the call the other day from the antique veterans, the guys who go and do an honor guard at the burials, and they've been told that the money's being rescinded until the state passes a budget. So it affects everybody, Dan. The disabled, the homeless, the veterans. It even affects every city and town in the state, because no one knows how to finish their budget off, because the state hasn't finished its budget. So taxpayers are affected by the small business people. Everybody's hurt by this continuing delay, and there is no reason why the budget debate shouldn't commence next week and be done by the end of the week.
Can we pass a budget that lives up to the help to the needy that you talk about, who are being affected by this, to the veterans who you talk about, without raising taxes?
The answer to that question is yes. And the proof of the pudding is the budget that we put forward. The Senate Republican budget does that. It avoids all the cuts that the government was talking about. But a critical component is the CBAC deal. And the CBAC deal, as it's been negotiated and voted on, unfortunately, is not adequate because we have said if we're going to balance the budget, we need the state employees to chip in about 41 or 42% of what the deficit is. And the CBAC deal has been negotiated, falls short of that. And we've looked in every nook and cranny. We have terrific staff. We looked in every nook and cranny of the budget, which is hundreds and hundreds of line items, over 1,000, and I identified cost savings all over the place. But at a certain point in time, you run out of options, and you do have to start cutting programs that hurt the people that need the services the most. But if the state employees would go along with, you know, participating to the extent of about 42 or 43% of the $5.1 billion that we're talking as a deficit, we'll be able to balance the budget without a tax increase.
But the issue we hear from the unions and from the Democrats from the other side, Senator, as you know, is that they claim if the Republican plan in dealing with CBAC were to be invoked, it would leave the state open to a lawsuit by the unions.
Well, that remains to be seen. You know, they cite the lawsuit that goes back to the Roland days, and Senator Visano, I think, has publicly explained why there's no comparison to that lawsuit where they, you know, they had sued and prevailed over the governor. The elements of our proposal are not what the were involved with the Roland deal. So we feel very strongly that that if there were a lawsuit, we'd prevail. And don't get me wrong. I mean, the state employees are good people. They have to be a part of the problem. But the deal as it's been structured by Malloy, negotiated by Governor Malloy, is not adequate to do the job. Our purpose today, at the rally today, though, is not to even get into the CBAC thing. It's just saying, look, it start the budget debate. Delay is hurting everybody in the state. Delay is no longer acceptable. And I'm perfectly willing, as a state senator, to start the budget debate with the Democratic budget if they want. I'm open to discussing anything and everything, but we're going nowhere but backwards until we convene the session and start the debate. It doesn't have to be a done deal before you walk in. It'll be a real debate with people really arguing out the pros and cons of, there's at least four budgets that have been proposed so far in relatively decent detail. Ours is probably the most detailed along with the governor's because it's line by line for hundreds of items. But we'll start anywhere at the end. The important thing is we're frozen in time right now, and people are being hurt every day now with the governor's executive order. And the reason why we're operating under the executive order is the legislature has failed to do its job. And there's no excuse. It's not like we're sitting here saying no one has any idea what to do. We've got four budget proposals. Why? Why is a speaker reluctant to convene a session to start the debate? We're not afraid to put our ideas on the table and debate them and go over the pros and cons, and he shouldn't be either. So I hope he'll reconsider. I hope he'll sign the e-certification along with Senator Looney and commence the budget debate next week and get it done and stop the further damage that's being done by Governor Malloy's executive order.
But to once again set the record straight, what you're also saying is you believe that the Democrats in the House particularly are playing the delay game because they don't have enough support yet for their tax plan or their tax hike, and they're trying to marshal support for that?
I believe that's really what's going on, because I actually think that there's some concern on their side that the Republican budget could pass, because I know there's people on the other side of the aisle that are inclined to support it. But again, I'm willing to take that chance. I'm not going into this debate saying I know what the outcome is going to be. All I know is we're failing in our responsibility to the people of Connecticut by not even debating it. Come on. This is not, again, if we were in a situation where there are big unknowns and we, you know, and it would be premature to make a decision, that's one thing. But we're not. We know what the deal is. We know it. And we've got plenty of ideas on the table between Democrats and Republicans. We're going to disagree for sure. But there's plenty of ideas on the table. There's no reason for the legislature not to convene next week and do its job and pass a budget. And it's the Speaker of the House and the Senate President Pro Tem who are totally in control of that, Dan. They're the only two people that count right now. Until they sign that e-certification, they stop the budget-making process dead in its tracks. And I think it's wrong. I think it's actually irresponsible. And I hope that they'll reconsider and convene and commence that process next week.
And, Senator, one more time, the details of the rally, which gets underway in under 2 hours.
Right, 11 o'clock. It's in downtown Meriden on the Green, 77th State Street. We're going to have many people there talking about how the executive orders have hurt them. We're going to talk about what you can do to get the legislature to do its job. And one thing, by the way, Dan, we do have a petition on my website, SenatorSuzio.com. Any of your listeners who want to sign that petition, please do so, especially if you can't make the rally, because what we'll do is we'll get enough petition signed that will show the leadership that the people of Connecticut demand that we begin the budget process. Delay is not acceptable. It's hurting everybody. So 77th State Street, 11 o'clock, it's the Green in the center of Meriden. You can't miss it.
Senator, thanks for spending some time with us this morning, and you have yourself a pleasant weekend, and good luck at the rally.
Thank you very much, Dan. Take care.